Have you ever felt like your dating life resembles a game of chutes and ladders? Each promising connection becomes a ladder to climb, only for a breakup to send you sliding back to start. This emotional roller coaster creates a unique kind of pain, the absence felt during life's peak moments when there's no one to share your joy, and the mourning for years not spent with a partner you haven't even met yet. Empty platitudes like, "You'll find someone when you stop looking," offer little comfort when what's actually needed are practical steps for navigating this challenging terrain. The good news? As we mature, we develop better self-understanding and form deeper connections more quickly. While you can't recreate 10 years of history your married friends might have, you can develop profound soul connections because experience has humbled you and taught you to recognize another's vulnerable spots. The key is approaching your love life as a social experiment, trying different reactions and behaviors to discover new possibilities and rewire your brain, breaking free from fear patterns that might be keeping you stuck in unhealthy cycles. We often prioritize drama over happiness in relationships. Many people jump between partners not for compatibility, but for fresh love stories, narratives that make us feel involved while masking deeper fears of being left behind. To evaluate potential partners, use the 4 levels of importance framework. Level 1 is admiration, being drawn to someone's qualities. Level 2, mutual attraction, occurs when they seem to like you back, often causing pain as we overvalue these feelings. Level 3, commitment, means explicitly agreeing on a path forward together. Level 4, compatibility, sustains relationships through aligned futures. The true test? Ask, are they good at handling me? The most romantic partners manage our inevitable freakouts with patience, and we do the same for theirs. Why do we often sabotage promising connections? Because many of our romantic instincts work against us. Like a boxer training not to blink when the punch approaches, we must overcome unhelpful dating impulses. In early attraction, we surrender to feelings and leap into fantasy, then feel confused when the other person pulls back. People withdraw for various reasons, reconnecting with an ex, work priorities, dating others, feeling overwhelmed, or personal issues. A key reason is making someone too important too quickly. No one wants to be someone's top priority before they've earned it. It's like being offered a CEO position after one interview. When someone pulls away, our instinct to fight for the relationship merely overvalues something because it seems scarce. Instead of pursuing lukewarm people, recognize their disinterest as evidence they're wrong for you. Adopt a we'll-see mindset, grounded in reality rather than fantasy. Practice mindful dating by being present without rushing ahead. With practice, counterintuitive responses, slowing down, lowering intensity, valuing presence over scarcity, become new instincts that lead to more rewarding relationships. Most relationship deception comes from avoiders who evade truth without technically lying. These people dodge uncomfortable topics through deflection, offering vague responses like, "I'm having a great time, but not sure what I want right now," containing truth, but avoiding clarity. When we avoid asking direct questions about relationship status, we become complicit in our own confusion, often from fear of consequences. Without clarity, we risk wasting time in incompatible situations where our imagined relationship diverges from reality. The longer honest conversations are delayed, the more cognitive dissonance builds. Asking difficult questions requires courage and preparation for potential heartbreak. By valuing yourself and your time, these questions become natural. Even unwelcome answers simply redirect you towards something more worthy of your energy. Remember, clarity is kindness, even when painful. Certain warning signs consistently predict future relationship problems when ignored. When someone claims all their exes are crazy, they're avoiding responsibility or attracted to toxic dynamics. How your date treats service workers reveals how they'll eventually treat you. Love bombers overwhelm you with excessive adulation early on, creating a seductive but unrealistic fantasy. distinguish genuine excitement from love bombing by assessing whether the intensity has been mutual. Healthy partners respect boundaries. Love bombers ignore them. Someone who can't apologize combines a lack of humility with deep insecurity. This inability blocks growth since apologies serve as bridges to change and understanding. Without them, your partner's self-improvement remains disconnected from your needs. A pattern of broken commitments is concerning, especially when coupled with unwillingness to apologize. Inconsistent communication, texting relentlessly one day, then disappearing for a week, suggests someone seeking connection only when convenient, not something serious. Why do we avoid difficult conversations? Our culture doesn't help. I once watched a conservative radio host barely say condom during our entire interview about safe sex. Hard conversations about children, biological clocks, and relationship expectations stem from internal standards. Once you've determined what you want, whether it's protection, commitment, or children, you gain clarity to walk away from situations that can't provide it. About half the hard conversations people need to have are actually with themselves. At my Sydney event, a woman single for 8 years described troubles with her current partner. Despite loving him deeply, they had no title, saw each other only twice monthly, and she felt forgotten between visits. I helped her see that every week spent with someone who doesn't love her equally is time not spent finding the right person. Hard conversations become harder when delayed. Unmet needs transform into resentment, our identity becomes fixed in our established role, and we fear changing how others perceive us. Having difficult conversations earlier allows us to approach them more casually, educating others about our needs before resentment builds. Is it possible to be truly happy without romantic love? This question haunts many singles. Despite loving yourself and having great friends and career, you might fear never finding your person, acknowledging that romantic love fills spaces in our hearts that other love just doesn't. Being happy enough offers a path forward, not settling, but radically accepting current circumstances while remaining open to more. Tools to transform your relationship with loneliness include abandoning catastrophic thinking, remembering everything changes, surrendering to what is, choosing your pain by acting as if you chose these experiences, noticing what reduces your pain, and practicing self-compassion. When mourning what we lack or panicking over things beyond our control, we project energy that repels others. Yet we control our energy, our greatest asset in attracting people. Making ourselves content with our situation becomes one of the most powerful ways to attract another person. Transformation happens when we shift from seeking magic to authoring it. We create magic by finding meaning in difficulties, helping others discover potential and challenges, expressing our passions, or recognizing what's special in others. Being happy enough means embracing the life we have while maintaining curiosity about what might come. Today's modest changes become miraculous over time. Just consider all you've overcome to become who you are today.